The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. We're in very good hands for the next hour. A man of great experience wrote this story. And by experience, I don't mean a rosy life or a life of ease. His was a hard life. In fact, he took his writing name from a prison guard at the Columbus, Ohio Penitentiary, where he served a 3-year sentence. Between you and me, he wasn't even guilty. But our friend served his time and used it by inventing these great stories. The name he borrowed from the prison guard was Orrin Henry. Yep, you guessed it. Our author called himself O. Henry.
I beg your pardon, but aren't you Jefferson Peters?
As I live and breathe. If it ain't Wilhelmina Trotter. Willie Trotter. Willie, how is that enterprising husband of yours these days?
Oh, he left me a widow, Jeff. So here I am, slinging hash.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
He was a stingy self right to the end. Didn't leave me a dime.
Oh. Well, this is your lucky day then, Willie. I might just have a proposition for you to put you on Easy Street.
Our drama, Wanted a Husband, adapted from a story of O. Henry's by G. Frederick Lewis, stars Fred Gwynn. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
If your house is too hot, if your house is too cold, well, maybe it's a house, but it's hardly a home. And if that fits your description, we've got the prescription. Call your GE Climate Doctors. We've got the cure. We are the experts. We'll check out your house for free. We've got heating and cooling that'll save you energy.
Think it hurts to pay for central heating and cooling? See your participating GE Climate Doctor. He'll give you a free diagnosis and prescribe just the right general electric system for your home. He's got many energy-saving systems you can choose from. So call your Climate Doctor, your GE dealer, in the yellow pages under air conditioning equipment. He's got the cure for painful heating and cooling costs.
Call your GE Climate Doctors. We've got the cure. Call your GE Climate Doctors.
Honeywell Electric, we bring good things to life.
Today, when the cost of everything is climbing, quality is more important than ever, especially at Benjamin Moore Paints. Benjamin Moore continues to manufacture paint using only the best ingredients, just as the company has for 97 years. We didn't skimp on quality during the Depression of the 1890s or the Great Depression of the 30s. The fact is, if Mr. Moore were here today, he would be proud to see that his company is still willing to spend whatever is necessary to make the best paint possible. Maybe that's why Benjamin Moore paints are sold by over 150 independent Chicago paint dealers who could carry anything they liked. Before you paint your home or business, talk to the professionals at the full-service Benjamin Moore paint dealer near you. Find out why the best paint possible is still worth every penny.
Benjamin Moore paints are available at Village Decorating Center in Bensonville, Elston Hardware at Elston and Belmont, and EC Rig Paint at 58th and State.
Be a lot of talk about the good old days. You don't hear that so much anymore. Maybe it's because, as a good friend once said to me, nostalgia ain't what it used to be. So for the balance of this hour, I'm appointing myself chief inspector of those wild and wicked, harmless and hazardous years when to be good was to be lonely. And those who were bad had a kind of pizzazz, which they don't seem to have anymore. Which is probably why these two gents are being let off the old Prairie 440 in a real hurry.
Get out, Joe Bums! Out!
Andy, you okay?
Lucky I landed on the one haystack in this field. No bones broken, Jeff.
You don't have any bones back there, Andy.
That conductor ought to take something for his hasty temper.
Yeah, I thought he was a mite inconsiderate myself.
Now, we told him we just didn't have time to buy our tickets when the train left Chicago.
What we didn't reckon on is they don't sell passenger tickets on these freights. So he didn't believe us.
He didn't throw out our suitcases either. And I had two brand new suits in mind.
Yeah, so did I. Well, he's welcome to them. At least we got out of Chicago before the law caught up with us.
Yeah. I got a good mind to stretch out right here in this field and catch a little shut-eye. What time is it?
There's your answer. I'd say about 5.
5 o'clock in the morning. Where?
Cairo. That's what it says on the roof of that barn in big letters.
Oh, Jeff, I see a young lady coming out of that farmhouse over there with a pail of slops for the pigs. How's about we mosey over in her direction and request some breakfast?
Andrew Tucker, you speak like the vagabond and vagrant the conductor accused us of being before he gave us the boot.
Jefferson Peters, shall we deliver your halo or will you eat it right here?
We don't accept charity. We have $6,000 of old man Harness's gold stock investment between us. That ought to enable us to buy our own breakfast, get ourselves some new duds, check into Caro's finest flea bag, and see what little money-making scheme we can come up with.
You got any new ideas, Jeff?
A never-ending fun, pal. In my day, I have engaged in as many stratagems for making money as there are recipes for cooking rice in South Carolina. Did I ever tell you of the good days when I sold liniment and cough cures in Fisher Hall, Arkansas, in a buckskin suit, moccasins, long hair, and a 30-carat diamond ring?
Yeah, Jeff.
That I got from an actor in Texarkana. I wonder what he ever did with a pocket knife. I swapped him for it. Well Jeff, anyway, I was Dr. Wahoo, the celebrated Indian medicine
Jeff,
man.
Jeff, there's a farmer heading our way with a pitchfork.
Well, why didn't you say so, pal? Let's get ourselves out of this hayfield quick before he leaves his autograph on the seat of our pants.
You know, Jeff, if you don't mind my saying so, the service in this hash house is not very good. In fact, it is terrible. What do you suppose happened to my eggs, hash and coffee?
Well, I think everyone's hiding in the kitchen. They're all scared of that beard and mustache of yours, Andy.
Oh, you don't think it's a good disguise?
It doesn't look like you.
Well, it's not supposed to.
Well, it doesn't look like anyone.
That's what a disguise aims to do. Incognito.
Andy, it's more like Bobo, the dog-faced boy. It has no resemblance to any known member of the human race.
Well, maybe I stuck it on too fast, but I had to just in case my reputation preceded me.
You've been to Cairo before, Andy?
Yeah, before we teamed up?
Have you or haven't you? I have to know in case we want to do business here.
No, I haven't. Hey, somebody, how long does it take? Where's the food?
Coming up.
That's what you said a half an hour ago. What happened, ma'am? I want 3 once over lightly.
Well, we had to wait till the hens got good and ready. I'll be back.
Andy, do you know who I think that is?
Yep, the slowest hashlinger in the West.
No. I think she's Zeke Trotter's wife. Wilhelmina Trotter. Willie, for short. But why would she be waiting tables in a joint like this?
Who's Zeke Trotter?
Shh. Here she comes.
Here you are, boys. Enjoy yourselves.
Food. Now, who is she, Jeff?
She coming back.
Well, here's your coffee. The manager asked me to ask you, have you got the money to pay for all this?
Mr. Tucker, you show the lady.
I beg your pardon, but aren't you Jeff Peters?
As I live and breathe, if it ain't Wilhelmina Trotter. Willie, how's that enterprising husband of yours these days?
Oh, he left me a widow, Jeff, so here I am.
Old Zeke left us all, for good. I am sorry to hear that.
Well, he was his stingy old self right to the end. Didn't leave me one thin dime.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that too, Willie. Was he took sudden, or am I being indelicate to
ask? Well, Zeke used to make up a liniment to sell off the wagon. And all it was alcohol and vegetable dye. And when Zeke got too lazy to work, he'd disappear behind the wagon and drink a bottle or two. Then that didn't sell too well, so he cooked up Doc Dreyfus's dyspepsia cure. One night it got slow. He took a slug of that. A week later, I buried him. That was a year ago.
A sad story, Willie. I am sorry to hear you tell it.
Well, to tell the truth, Jeff, I'm happier doing what I'm doing than being Zeke's wife. Men are rotten. A prison company accepted.
So all's well that ends well, as the good book says.
Yeah, good book says nothing of the sort. Jeff Peters, I am sorry you haven't reformed.
Oh, but I have. Now my mission in life is to teach sinners, those who are after something for nothing. Because there is no such thing.
Another cup of coffee, please.
Jeff, your friend with the beaver to end all beavers wants another cup of coffee. If you'll excuse me, I'll get it for him.
Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, lovely person, isn't she? You know, might be a good person to enlist into our confidence.
Yes, that's what I was afraid you were thinking. I am not enamored of working our side of the street with the ladies.
You don't think she might be useful?
Well, speaking from experience, I have not found the ladies particularly trustworthy.
They lack experience, that's why. They don't need our line of work. You see, they have their own line of graft. It's called marriage. Florida is full of widows who latched onto meal tickets and bank accounts and drove their husbands to an early grave. But Willie, the widow Trotter, she might be just the right lure, the bait, for a little matrimonial agency. Nothing fancy, but it ought to be considered.
Not by me.
I'd like to make old Zeke proud of the gal that he left behind him.
Yes, I'm the editor. You gentlemen looking for someone?
Yes, we wish to place an advertisement in your newspaper.
Oh, certainly, certainly. Run me into my office. Come on in. Have yourselves a stool.
My name is Jefferson Peters, and this is my associate, Andrew Tucker, Esquire. Peters and Tucker, Limited.
Make yourselves at home. Just kick that spittoon over to one side.
We shan't be staying long, sir. Time is money. I understand this newspaper, the Cairo Courier, is one of several newspapers that you own.
I don't. Wish I did. I'm the editor, advertising manager, sports columnist, births and deaths and socials, public notices, chief cook and bottle washer for the Courier.
Peters and Tucker have a very special announcement we'd like to run for a few weeks. Perhaps longer, in the Courier.
Not the other 20 papers we have in our chain?
Where are they?
Illinois, Indiana, Missouri. May I have a look?
By all means. Mr. Tucker, hand the good editor our proposed advertisement.
Charming widow, beautiful, home-loving, 32 years, possessing $2,000 cash and owning valuable country property, would remarry. Would prefer a poor man with affectionate disposition to one with means, as she realizes that the solid virtues are oftenest to be found in the humble walks of life. You know, Mr. Tucker, you have captured the American way of life in this one sentence.
I thought he did also.
I'll continue. No objection to elderly man or one of homely appearance, if faithful and true and competent to manage property and invest money with judgment. Signed, Lonely, care of Peters and Tucker, agents. Mr. Peters, you wish a box number here at the paper?
That would be preferable. We're staying at the Arch Hotel here in Cairo.
Now, put it at the bottom after your names. Box so-and-so, whatever number's available. Well, let me see. I have them right here. 96, no. 97, 98. Now, that's being used. 99, that's yours, gentlemen. Box 99, Cairo Courier, Cairo, Illinois. Gentlemen, if I wasn't a happily married man, I just might send in an application to meet that lonely lady myself.
The Gentle Grafter, the book of O. Henry's stories from which our dramatization is derived, contains much charm and craziness, and as the author says, more truth than poetry. Think of the excitement of those days. A New Yorker taking only 65 days to drive his auto from coast to coast. The New York subway starts its first Broadway run. An immigrant heading for the USA from anywhere in Europe pays only $10. Great days. And lots more to come when I return shortly with Act Two.
And a man of radar range, only $199?
It's a man of annual factory authorized super spectacular sale.
And a man of freezer, only $249?
It's a man of annual factory authorized super spectacular sale.
Radar range microwave ovens, freezers, room air conditioners, ranges, refrigerators, too.
A man's factory authorized sale.
Sale ends May 31st, 1980 at participating retailers.
It's a good feeling to sleep the night away on a perfect sleeper by Suzanne.
I'm Susan Anton. The perfect sleeper gives you the top comfort you love and the deep support you need. Top comfort, deep support. You get both from every Serta perfect sleeper. That's firmness that feels good. So,
be a perfect sleeper. Buy a perfect sleeper. Perfect sleeper by Serta.
Remember VE Day? So do Travel Directors Limited of Oak Brook. And they offer some exciting tours for the 35th anniversary of Victory in Europe. It's Operation Friendly Invasion, a great people-to-people program involving Great Britain, Holland, Belgium, France, and Luxembourg. American veterans, non-veterans, and their families can visit World War II training, combat, and recreation areas in flexible, specially planned tours. 20 or more traveling together can form their own tour, stop wherever they want. You'll see the real Europe. Visit out-of-the-way places. Meet local people. Travel at a leisurely pace. You might tour the Normandy beaches, the Chateau country or French Riviera, the Lower Rhine Valley, Holland and Battle of the Bulge area, parts of Britain and cities like Brussels, Paris and London. For information on Operation Friendly Invasion, call Travel Directors Limited at 887-1020. This unique program is available this year only with departures in July, September, and October. Call Travel Directors at 887-1020.
The larcenous firm of Peters and Tucker are developing an apparently foolproof scheme to shear the sheepish, or should I say, to fleece the male animal. Many have come to believe the female of the species are the more proficient at this sport, but O. Henry submits that when it comes to greed, wanting something for nothing, or looking out for number one, men are exactly in the same boat.
It's too good to be true, Jeff. Oh, I had to restrain my laughter when that editor accepted the entire matrimonial without a murmur, word for word, and said he'd be honored to print it.
Why shouldn't he, Andy? It's all legitimate.
Well, now that's done, all we have to do is wait for the inquiries. Then Peters and Tucker will answer requesting a few dollars for postage and handling, and that's it.
That is not it. Now we must find ourselves a charming widow who fits the description, give or take a year or two, and then...
Well, why do we have to do that? What has a matrimonial advertisement got to do with a female?
Andy, you know my rule. The article to be sold must be existent, visible, and producible. Otherwise, capital T, trouble. We have to be able to produce said charming widow.
Oh, I see. Just in case a postal inspector might get it into his head to investigate. But where would you hope to find a widow who would waste her time on a matrimonial that had no matrimony in it?
Our Lady of the Lunch Counter?
The Widow Trotter?
None other.
This is the advertisement you've placed in the Cairo Courier.
To the letter, Willie.
Is this an honest deal you're putting forth?
Honest, did you say?
My very words. I'm afraid my late husband made me extremely suspicious of schemes of any kind.
Oh, Willie, my partner, Andy Tucker, you met him, I believe?
Oh, the gentleman with the excessive amount of hair on his face?
Yes.
Making him almost unrecognizable?
The very same.
Mm.
Andy and me have computed the calculation that 3,000 men in this broad country will endeavor to secure your fair hand and ostensible money and property through our advertisement.
That many?
And out of that number, any one of the 3,000 will expect to give you, in exchange, if they should win you, themselves.
And what would he be like?
A lazy, mercenary loafer. A failure in life, a swindler, and a contemptible fortune seeker.
Well, that's why I've remained a widow. Once bitten by my late husband, never again.
Me and Andy, by the way, he sends his apologies. He was detained on business and could not attend our meeting. Me and Andy proposed to teach these preyers upon society a lesson. And that is the basis of our proposition to you.
Mm-hmm. Jeff, I might have known you wouldn't have gone into anything that wasn't opprobrious. But what will my duties be?
You will live at a quiet hotel, have your meals sent up, read all the magazines you care to. There is no work to it. Andy and I will attend to all the correspondence and business of it. We will pay you $25 a week and all hotel expenses.
Mm. Well, Jeff, give me 5 minutes to get my things together. And leave the front door key with a neighbor, and you can let my salary begin.
Yes, Miss Peters, I sent word to your hotel to have you come right over here to the office of the Courier. Come along the passageway with me. You may well ask why I myself, the editor of the Carroll Courier, is taking time from his busy day on this matter.
I was going to ask you that, as a matter of fact.
Well, this is why. Take a gander.
You don't mean all those sacks of mail are for us?
In response to one single advertisement placed on one day in our chain of newspapers, Illinois, Indiana, Missouri.
Well, we're very gratified. We shall place more announcements with you, sir.
Not until I have satisfied myself as to the veracity of your endeavors, Mr. Peters.
You would like to meet our client? Is that what you are saying, sir?
Only in the capacity as the editor of the Courier.
Is that to convince yourself there is such a widow?
Perhaps a bit more than that.
Well, you name it, and I'll see what can be done.
The matter of the lady's holdings.
You don't happen to mean her bank account, do you, sir?
I suppose I do, yes.
Only right and proper you should exercise this care. The lady's name is Mrs. Zeke Trotter, a widow who lives here in Cairo.
Uh-huh.
I knew her late husband, an exceptionally honest gent who, unfortunately, died penniless, leaving Mrs. Trotter on her uppers, so to speak. Until our agency came to her attention, she was working at the Owl restaurant on Main Street. A fact easily verifiable.
But if Mr. Trotter died penniless, your advertisement claims she has property and $2,000. Why should she wish to or need to work in the Owl restaurant?
Ah. You see, that money she has refused to touch. Here, sir. Here's her bank book.
Huh?
You see? All in order. She had mislaid her old one. I had a new one made up for her.
Mm.
Now, if you can, do you think you could give me a hand with those mail sacks?
I can do better than that, Miss Peters. I'll have one of our newspaper vans deliver them right to your hotel.
You are very kind, sir.
But, Jeff, do you think it's safe to give Mrs. Trotter a $2,000 bank book with all that money in her name?
Andy, Willie is square and reliable. Now, old partner, let's get to work opening our mail.
My guess is that in this one mailbag alone, there are several hundred letters.
At least. And let's hope they keep coming in, week out.
Well, for how long?
There's no time limit in my ability to appropriate other people's money.
And then what?
Every applicant gets a reply from Peters and Tucker, informing him the widow was deeply impressed with his straightforward letter, and will he please write again, giving more particulars, perhaps a photo if it's handy, and a fee for handling. $4.
Yes, four? Why four?
Five is too much, and three is too little. Remember, Andy, every 100 letters you receive an answer is $400. Every 200 letters is $800. The first 1,000 between us is 4,000 spondulics. So stop complaining and sharpen your fingernails.
Getting mighty tired of writing to these simpletons.
Well, the beauty of the scheme is we're getting better than 90% return on our letters for requesting $4 per.
Well, I wasn't cut out for this indoor life. It's almost too much trouble for me to open the replies and take the money out.
Yeah, I'd rather do that than have to deal with those who show up in Cairo in person.
Not one of them looks as if he'd ever worn a tie before.
Yeah. The next gay Lothario who shows up to meet the widow of his dreams, Andy, you take care of him. Getting so that every time I show my face at Willie's hotel and say, Mrs. Trotter, may I come in? I have a gentleman with me. The way she says, all right, show him in, ruins my day. So the next Romeo is your Romeo, Andy.
You, Jeff, there's someone at the door.
I've dealt with too many of those love-smitten old geezers. It's your turn.
Well, help me on with the mustache and the chin whiskers, will you? I sure hope I haven't got this on crooked.
No, it's fine. It's hairy, but beautiful. I'm leaving via the bathroom window. Remember, no one sees Willie Trotter without an appointment, and they take from 1 to 3 days to arrange. Bye, old sport.
Well, come on in. We don't stand on ceremony here.
Peters and Tucker?
Andrew Tucker here. Peters is out. What can I do for you?
Mind if I have a look around?
Well, depends on what you're looking for. This is a private office, you know. If you're hoping for a look-see at our client, she's not here.
No, as a matter of fact, I did come to see you about the lady.
Well, I hope you haven't come far. She only sees people by appointment.
Well, I have, sort of, all the way from Washington.
Are you...
I am. Here's my card, my badge. I see you've got a lot of mail today.
You're a postal inspector.
Oh, yes. Didn't I tell you that?
Well, why didn't you say so in the first place?
Well, I didn't want to interrupt you in your work.
Interrupt me? My friend, do I have the name right? P.J. Nethersole?
Nethersole.
By all means. Now, allow me to take you down to the Riverside Hotel and have you meet our client, Mrs. Trotter herself.
I'd like to very much.
I've never met a government employee before. Tell me something about yourself, Mr. Nethersole.
Well, I was going to ask you the same question.
Young man, I don't answer questions. I ask them. What are your prospects?
Mrs. Trotter, this gentleman is a postal inspector. He'd like to have a look at your bank book.
Oh, it's nothing to be ashamed of. Here you are.
Well, I'd say everything's in order.
Well, of course it is. And if you weren't a married man, I'd leave you to talk a while with a lady. We won't mention the $4 fee.
Well, thank you very much. If I wasn't, I might. Good day, Mrs. Trotter.
Well, I'll be going along with you also, Mr. Nethersole. Regret to have inconvenienced you, Mrs. Trotter, but Uncle Samuel must be served. Is everything to your satisfaction, madam?
Mr. Tucker, may I say something to you in private? Will you excuse us, Mr. Nethersole?
No, go right ahead.
Mr. Tucker, I wish you would consider a haircut and a shave. You might be quite nice looking if one could see your face.
Partner, we've taken in about $8,000, and I think it's time to quit, don't you?
I wouldn't be averse.
Last time I talked to Willie, I got the impression she was getting tired of her job. I think there have been too many callers in person, and she doesn't care for that.
Well, it was supposed to be mostly a mail-order business.
Yep, I think we can all safely pull up stakes. I'll get Willie to take her $2,000 out of the bank and return it to us. I'd say for a couple of months' hard work, we haven't done too badly.
Nope. Not too.
Well, Jefferson, I didn't expect to see you today. You haven't got another one of them waiting outside, have you? I don't think I could stand it. I'm sorry.
Oh, Willie. Wilhelmina, please. I'm the one who should be sorry. Huh? I know it's been a strain.
Oh, everything's a strain. I don't know what to do. I just don't. I wouldn't do anything to hurt you and Mr. Tucker after all you've both done for me.
Hurt us, Willie? Why, we were just saying it's time we got you out of this hotel room, put an end to our punishment of the male animal, and I expect you could probably find your old job back at the Owl restaurant if you wanted it.
You mean it's all over?
Yes, Willie, that's exactly what I mean.
Oh, no. It can't be over just yet.
Willie, I thought you were getting tired of this parade of ridiculous suitors and you'd be happy to call it a day.
Oh, not now. Not now, please.
Willie, you knew this wasn't going to go on forever. You made yourself good money, saved it all. What more could you ask?
I feel so miserable. What can I do?
But you've got yourself a nice nest egg, haven't you? All these months with no expenses? Now, all Mr. Tucker and I would like you to do today is to mosey down to the bank and tell them you're closing out your account, take the $2,000 we gave you to show people, give it back to us, we shake hands, and that's it.
Oh, that's just it, Jeff. I can't give you back that $2,000.
A trust is its weakest point. Author O. Henry has Jeff Peters say, a trust is like an egg, and it's not like an egg. If you want to break an egg, you have to do it from the outside. But the only way to break up a trust is from the inside. Every trust bears inside it the seeds of its own destruction. What he's saying is everyone is vulnerable. How and when, we'll discover certainly when I return shortly with Act 3.
Glass Plus is all you need on Windows, plus a whole lot more.
Glass Plus cabinets, Glass Plus lamps, Glass Plus bathroom fixtures. Glass Plus.
Glass Plus is all you need on Windows, plus a whole lot more.
Glass Plus washers, Glass Plus dryers, Glass Plus mirrors, Glass Plus. It does windows, plus a whole lot more.
Glass.
For all the things you're going to need in the 1980s, MasterCharge is becoming MasterCard.
MasterCard!
A world of possibilities for you, because MasterCard is becoming a system for universal transactions, for daily needs, for all new and varied banking services, more clout in more than 140 countries. MasterCard Bank Card will replace your current MasterCharge card. Until you receive it, use your current card. We circle the world.
MasterCard!
The following is a commercial announcement.
If this commercial for Z-Bart were shown on television, the man who's about to speak to you would have to hide in the shadows or behind a mask. For almost certainly, what he's going to tell you would cost him his job. The voice is distorted. The facts are not.
I work as a mechanic for a well-known car dealer in the Chicago area. Like most places, we offer our own dealer rust-proofing package. I stand 10 feet away from our rust-proofer, so I know the quality of their work. That's why I headed straight for Z-Bart with my new car. It would have been more convenient to stay here, and I probably could have got the whole job done free. I still went to Z-Bart.
You can't have our spokesman's name because he likes to eat, but so does rust and corrosion. That's why this man, a professional mechanic who watches dealer rust-proofing all day long, added up the facts, then made his own decision.
I headed straight for Z-Bart.
Z-Bart rust proofs to every automaker's specifications, including foreign car makers.
Interesting, the words you hear when O. Henry unfolds his stories. Words like peccadillo, spondulix, simoleon, grafter. Words not much in use anymore, but their meanings are as much alive as their equivalent in adventure, hard cash, and confidence tricks. We pick up Jeff Peters, those words flashing from his mind as he beats a hasty retreat from the Arch Hotel and Andy.
That's what she said, Andy. Wilhelmina can't fork over the 2,000 simoleons we put into the bank in her name.
She can't?
I suspect won't.
I can't say I didn't warn you.
I would have put my last dollar on the line. I trusted her so.
You came close.
Andy, why don't you talk to her? You've hardly seen the girl, and she might open up to you what's happened to the 2,000.
Oh, I doubt it. The time when I brought up P.J. Nethersole, the postal inspector, she as much told me if I plucked my plumage, I might pass for a human face.
So goes, you really are clean-shaven.
Now, Jeff, you've known her from long ago. She knows you, not me. We can't afford to take that kind of a loss. Now, you go on back there and find out the truth.
Oh, it's you.
Wilhelmina. Willie. Have you been crying all this time?
Yes, I have. I feel so badly about everything.
Oh, well, now, tell Papa. So you can't give us back the money that was in the bank. I understand that.
Oh, it's not that I can't.
You mean you still have it?
Oh, yes. It's still in the bank. I haven't touched it.
You still have it? Well, that's a relief.
No, it's terrible. It means everything worse. I wish I didn't have that money. I wish I'd never seen it.
You just come on down the bank with me. You take it out and give it to me, and I'll make sure you never see it again.
Jeff, I'll tell you. You were always a friend of Zeke's. Jeff, I'm in love.
Hmm?
I love a certain man so hard, I can't bear not to get him. He's the very ideal I've always had in mind.
Then take him if the feeling's mutual. Does he return the sentiment according to the specifications and the painfulness you have described?
He does.
Do I know him?
I don't think so. He's one of the gentlemen who came to see me.
Oh, so it was in connection with the advertisement.
That's the problem. He won't marry me unless I give him the 2,000. Act of faith. He calls it.
Act of faith. What's his name, Wilhelmina?
William Wilkinson.
Mrs. Trotter, please, try to restrain yourself. If it was left to me, I'd say, take this 2,000 and the man of your choice and be happy.
Oh, I knew you would.
Well, we could afford to do that because we have cleaned up. Well, I can't say how much, but a considerable amount from these suckers. Suckers who want to marry you. But, you see, I have a partner, Andy Tucker, and he has to be consulted.
Do you think there's any hope? Hope for me, I mean.
Andy's a good man and very keen on business. He is my equal partner financially. I will talk to Andy and see what can be done.
I was expecting something like this, Jeff. What did I tell you? You cannot trust a woman. I was suspicious to begin with. But when you invited me out for dinner on you at Delmonico's, oh, I was downright wary.
It's a sad thing, Andy, to think that we'll be the cause of breaking a woman's heart. Why, we've made over $10,000 on this little peccadillo. You're a hard man, Andy.
You really think so?
A heart made of stone.
I am.
I'm sorry to say.
Well, perhaps I have been too suspicious of people. Hey, go on. Go back to Mrs. Trotter and tell her to draw the $2,000 from the bank and give it to the man she's infatuated with and be happy.
Andy, you are full of surprises. You've got a good heart. Wilhelmina, it's me, Jeff. Sorry I couldn't get here this morning. Let me in, Willie. I got wonderful news. Oh, it's open. Willie, is anyone here?
Is this your room, mister?
Hello, officer. No, it isn't. I'm paying a call on a friend of mine.
Is that what brings you to somebody else's room?
Is something the matter, officer?
That's exactly what I was going to ask you. We got a call at the station about 6 o'clock this morning saying there was a lot of strange noises and yelling and crying like a woman being hurt. So we came up to investigate. You always visit your lady friends coming up to their rooms unannounced?
Not always, and she's not a lady friend. She's the widow of a very dear friend of mine, and I came to give her some very good news.
Would you mind telling me what it is?
My partner and I are going to give her a very big personal wedding present.
You'd have me believe that?
I believe that. Oh, Jeff, that's wonderful.
Lady, who are you?
I know what you're going to say, Sergeant. I'll pay for the damage I did. I went a little daft this morning. Then I ran out and went to the Owl to see if I could get my old job back. And then I just came back here to get my clothes.
Oh, are you Mrs. Trotter?
Yes, I am. Are there any charges? I'm sorry I made such a mess of my room.
I don't know. You hear so many stories in this job, they just roll off fuel like water from a duck's back. Sorry I bothered you.
Officer, Mrs. Trotter's going to get married. Don't you want to wish her luck?
He's gone. So, you hang on to that money, dear. Do with it what you want. And the next time I see you, it won't be Mrs. Trotter anymore. Andy and me are happy you're going to be happy. And that's about the size of it. Everything packed, Andy?
Yeah, sure. Taking more out of town than we brought in.
Say, wouldn't you like to go down and congratulate Mrs. Trotter once before we leave? We got till the noon train.
No, I don't think so. I'm still nervous we won't get out of town before someone gets wise.
Now, let me see if I can lift these suitcases off the bed. Oh, boy, she is filled.
Well, I always like nice clothes, and I don't mind carrying both cases as long as you're responsible for the money.
Yeah, that's what this little money belt is for.
Ah, well, here, then put this with the rest.
What do you give me?
A roll of a couple of hundreds, 20 or so.
What is it?
It's Mrs. Trotter's 2,000.
How do you come to have it?
Oh, she gave it to me. I've been calling on her 3 evenings a week for almost a month. No, more than a month.
You?
Yes, me. Without the beaver, the phony whiskers.
Oh, then you're William Wilkinson.
I was.
Andrew Tucker, aren't you ashamed? Toying with the affections of a lovely widow like that.
Well, now I'm just not as trusting as you, Jeff. If it hadn't been me, who knows who would have put his mitts on all that money, huh? I was only warding off some other, Mr. Wilkinson.
So it was you all along.
I was only protecting our investment.
Open up in the name of the law.
Andy, we're being apprehended. Out the window. Too late.
Are you Jefferson Peters?
I am.
Here to come with me.
What for?
Who's this gentleman?
And who might you be, sir?
P.J. Nethersall, U.S. Postal Inspector. Where's that fellow with a heavy beard, your partner, Tucker?
Mr. Postal Inspector, my name is William Wilkinson, and here's my card. I wish to make a complaint. I paid $4 to meet a widow, and this gentleman tells me she's unable to see me today. Now, I come from a long ways to meet this lady.
Mr. Wilkinson, my advice to you is to go home. You're fortunate you only lost $4. Mr. Peters, come with me.
What seems to be the trouble here?
The reason you're standing before this police desk awaiting to be booked is a charge of fraud brought against you by Mrs. Trotter. You know her.
Of course I know her.
Well, according to the lady, she was inveigled into giving a gentleman $2,000. And the man skipped town.
How is that my responsibility?
Using the mails to defraud.
Hold on here. Nothing we did was fraud. Because a gentleman answering our advertisement played fast and loose with the widow Trotter, how are we responsible for that?
Officer, where's the lady?
She said she'd be here to sign the complaint.
Jeff, what are they doing to you?
Wilhelmina, what's all this I hear about you blaming me because this, what was his name? He skipped out on you?
Oh, Jeff, what will you think of me? I just flew off the handle again.
Are you ready, ma'am, to swear out the complaint?
Officer, it's all right. It turned out all right. It isn't his fault at all. I was mistaken. You see, Jeff, I thought Mr. Wilkinson had disappeared, taken the money, the $2,000, and gone. I was desperate. And then I thought it was all a scheme, you two together.
But you don't now.
Well, William came by the Owl and said, pack a bag, we're going to get hitched.
I must go. I must pack. We're taking the evening train. Goodbye, everyone. I'm sorry if I caused trouble.
A jealous woman. The things they'll do. Comes to you public-spirited folk and makes accusations. My, my. What time is it, Sergeant?
It's just noon.
Both you gentlemen are fortunate I don't sue the britches off you for detaining a citizen without cause.
I regret the occasion exceedingly, Mr. Peter.
So do I. I hope you will forgive my overzealousness.
Mm. Tell me, are both you married?
Oh, yes.
So am I.
That's punishment enough. Well, if I hurry, I may be able to catch the 12:30.
Jeff! In this coach!
Oh, whew. Just made it.
Well, I was sure you would. Well, how do you like riding first class out of Cairo? Beats the way we arrived, doesn't it?
Where's our bag?
In the rack over our head.
What made you so sure I'd be on this train, Andy?
Well, now, Jeff, my boy, when I saw that old postal inspector hauling you off to the Hooskow, it didn't take me long to figure out who said what to whom.
You smelled a rat.
Oh, no. Perfume. Another proof of the unreliability of women.
They sure do turn on you when you need them most. Willie was angry that you'd run out on her. That's why she sicked the law onto me. Held me responsible.
Yes, I knew that. So I told her marriage was in the offing and sent her over to the pokey to get you out. Did she apologize nicely?
No, but old Nethersold and company ate some crow.
Well, I'll have to confess to you, Jeff, at the last moment, I was thinking of giving her back her $2,000. A charitable act, you know. But you had the money.
Andy, in our line of business, one has to remember where charity begins and ends.
I know. At home.
Jeff Peters and Andy Tucker are back on the road to larceny. As Jeff has often said, Satan is a hard boss to work for. When other people are having their vacations is when he keeps you the busiest. He always finds somebody for idle hands to do. I shall be back in a few moments.
When Mr. and Mrs. George Steger's old central air conditioner broke down under the heat of the Texas summer, they replaced it with a Lennox two-speed air conditioner.
The quiet and comfort are heavenly.
And it saves money. Our Lennox two-speed air conditioner costs less to operate because it uses less electricity.
It can save 24% over a single-speed unit.
With savings like that, how can we afford not to have Lennox?
Take it from Dave Lennox. To modernize your home, call your independent Lennox dealer. He's in the Yellow Pages.
Welcome to the Kava Club. Happy coffee lovers dedicated to the enjoyment of the one and only Kava instant coffee. It's the only coffee that's 90% acid neutralized. Tastes less bitter, so it feels lots better. You always enjoy smooth and friendly coffee, cup after delicious cup. So if you're sometimes bothered by ordinary coffee, join the Kava Club. Switch to 90% acid neutralized Kava instant coffee. Tastes less bitter, feels lots better.
If you've been putting money aside, you're right to be concerned about inflation eroding its buying power. That's why you ought to know about Dreyfus Liquid Assets too, and how it can help you earn today's high money market yields without tying up your cash for months or years. Start with as little as $2,500. Make added investments as low as $100. With Dreyfus Liquid Assets 2, your money is yours whenever you need it. Phone for it or write a redemption check for cash or to pay your larger bills. You keep right on earning that high yield, compounded daily until your check clears. No penalties on interest, no sales charges, no charge for the checks. It's so simple, sensible, convenient. But find out for yourself. Call toll-free 800-228-5000 for free information and a prospectus explaining management fee charges, expenses, and the new Federal Reserve requirements. Read the prospectus carefully before investing or sending money. Discover how Dreyfus can help you get the lion's share of today's high money market rates. 800-228-5000. Toll-free 800-228-5000.
Thank you.
gentle grafter, Arthur O. Henry creates two very real characters, Jeff and Andy, who can almost make you believe in the legitimate ethics of pure swindling. I suspect they're drawn from life, from the days when the author was in prison. The irony of life is in the words when he writes, "There are two times in a man's life when he gets into bad company, when he's dead broke, and when he's rich." Our cast included Fred Gwynn, Ian Martin, Bryna Rayburn, and Ray Owens. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
As the Red Baron of Lufthansa, I'd like you to listen to time. As an international business traveler on a tight schedule, if you're on time, you hardly hear time at all. But if you are late, time is pounding in your ear. How does time sound on Lufthansa? Flying Lufthansa, you hardly hear time at all.